Just one halakha in the laws of Zimun. We're reading from Birkat Hashem, Halak Bet, on page Taf Nun. Shlosha b'nei Adam o yote shachlu biyachad. If three guys sat down and had a meal together. B'sha'a shem mafligim be'oniyah. When they're on a boat. O tasim b'matos. Or they're on a plane. Or nosim b'mechonit, or they're in a car, or be'otobus, or they're on a bus, or be'rakevet, or they're on a train, hayavim lezamen, they're obligated to make zimun. That is the chidush in this halakha, because even though Maran is posek in Kuf Samech Zayin, Seif Yud Bet, and Katzag, Seif Gimal, that if let's say people are riding on an animal, three hamorim, let's say, and each guy's riding on a chamor, and they decide to eat together, there's no zimun. Because to make zimun, you need to have a kivi'ut. It has to be permanent-like. And when you're moving, it's not considered permanency. So then the question is, what's the difference between a boat? It's also moving. What's the difference between a plane? It's also moving. Why is that considered permanent, whereas the hamorim is considered different? So someone is saying, it's a separate hamorim. So since each one is separate, so they, but here in the car, or in the train, or in the plane, everybody's together, so it's more of a kivi'ut. But really the halakha talks about an agala. Mishtav Rav brings down, from the Magen Avraham, agala, if they're sitting on, say, a carriage, also if it's moving, you cannot make a zimun, because that's not considered a kivi'ut. So then what's the chiluk? So the Birkat Hashem goes back and forth to give a chiluk. He wants to come along and say that possibly on a boat, on a plane, on a train, the walls are very high. So if the walls are high, that's considered more of a permanency. Whereas on the agala, it could be the walls were low. It's like an open carriage. So therefore, it's not considered more of a kivut, especially because the carriage is moving. So again, the halakha comes out very possible. People are on a bus, let's say, traveling from one city to another. Then there's many Jews on the bus. And they ate the seudah together, no problem, you make a zimun, and if it's 10 people, you make a zimun b'shem Hashem. Or for that matter, as we said, a plane or a train, or any moving structure, but that's a permanency to it, and has walls and is enclosed, so then one is indeed obligated to make a zimun.